Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
I got the pride. The pride. Yeah, all other flaws are like mosquito bites in comparison.
Yeah. Got to have that pride.
Do you have pride?
Yeah.
Are you offended when somebody snubs you?
Got my pride.
Are you insulted when somebody talks down to you? Are you irked when someone doesn't take notice of you?
Those are good tests for pride. And in considering these, you know, I gained some rather surprising insights into myself. For years, I would have argued that I wasn't at all prideful. Now, I realize that it's really my biggest demon. You know where pride comes from usually? It's a con job to cover your securities caused by some early scars to your innermost being, the real you. You might be covering up some scars if you've grown up with any of the following, like divorced parents, a non-caring distant parent, a belligerent parent, a drug-addicted alcoholic parent, a sexually abusive parent, or a sexually abusive older friend, if you know what I mean, a physical disability, or any kind of scenario that kept you from a real loving upbringing. If any of these were your scenario in growing up, it's a little bit like growing up as a little puppy. You know, first of all, a pup has his tail wagging. He's looking for loving companionship. He's all eager and he's ready to reciprocate mutual affection. If, however, the pup starts being kicked, or if he's tied to a tree, he grows up into a dog that's either very guarded and timid or territorial and ill-tempered. Something powerful also occurs to us if we're grown up, if we have a childhood like that. To cope and compensate for the effects of our youthful mistreatment, we learn to mask our wounded real selves. You know, that's why neighbors of a mass murderer are often surprised when they lead the killer off in handcuffs and the neighbors comment to each other, "He was such a nice guy."
Yeah, I don't know if I have as much of a struggle with that as you do. My therapist says I need to like myself more, and that's tough.
So what's so tough about that?
Well, I already like myself a whole lot.
Must be nice, you being the paragon of self-confidence.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
For me personally, and I'm just going to be very, very candid with you here, it took many years for me to be able to recognize the original puppy in my heart of heart, and to start to know this most intimate part of me, that is my inner soul and spirit. Back in my childhood, I remember fantasizing about being a rock star surrounded by movie starlets fighting over me. See, I'd spent a lot of my life hiding behind this self-constructed false self, not recognizing its futility in trying to compensate for my own securities. This was the con job that I was talking about at the beginning of the show that was covering my own insecurities caused by those early scars. It was a defense mechanism. And then the defense mechanism started to envelop me and eventually ensnarl me.
Early in life, I was so insecure. Had a big old facade in front of my friends. It's been hard to cope with my demons who lie. I've learned to mask the places I've died. They're my defense that I had to invent. To my now imprisonment, to my now imprisonment.
Defense mechanisms, we create them to cope with feelings of insecurity and unworthiness. The problem is that they become a noose around our neck. And if we don't come out of denial that we're operating under these things, you know what happens? The denial leads to delusion. And you know what delusion is? That's believing that what is true is untrue, and also just the opposite. What is untrue, you believe is true. Ever pondered what it would be like to go through life with nothing to prove and nothing to hide? You can never totally arrive in such a blissful state, but you can, with commitment, with the help of Christ, get a lot closer than what you are today. The closer you are, the sweeter this brief taste of life on earth. Now, does anybody ever get there? Certainly not, and not definitely I'm not there. But the good news is that you can move forward. And any man, regardless of his past scars or his screw-ups, can experience such progress. It takes a lot of diligence. But you know, inner contentment is worth the time and energy. First necessary step is the toughest one, and that's getting your cards on the table. This is saying, hey, I've got some imperfections. But it's the realization that I'm not the center of the cosmos, all-sufficient and knowing. Did not everybody get the memo that life is about me? It's just admitting, yes, I guess I do need a little help. There's nothing wrong or shameful about such an admission when you think about it. And men who are truly happy often start off in life as discontents, but finally get some help. I want to tell you, Rambo, if you're unwilling to get the bad stuff on the table, it's going to continue to mess with you. And here's the really bad news. You'll produce the same destructive stuff in the lives of others, particularly your kids. So if for no other reason exists for addressing the issue, your deep love for that daughter or that son ought to be motivation enough. It's proven that victims become victimizers unless truth is confronted. Check out any prison and witness this reality among inmates. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're like me, the opening up process is kind of uncomfortable. But it surprisingly, I'll even say miraculously, leads to personal change and growth. And guess what? Changing and growing leads to joy. The acknowledgement of a darker side entails confronting something that flies in the face of your need for control. It is being vulnerable enough to trust that which rescues you and frees you. When a person is drowning, you know he has to trust his rescuer. If he doesn't, he perishes. Hanging on to control can drown the possibility of the fullest kind of life. The bottom line here is, unless you realize your constant need for something beyond yourself, you're stuck in the cheap seats of life. And the longer you're stuck, the more disillusionment and frustration. Ever heard of burnout? Disillusionment and frustration precede burnout. The something beyond is the loving, tender-hearted God of the universe. And once you give your heart to Him, then the next step is to have a trusted confidant who also knows Him and has a heart for Him.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.
Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life.